Adventures in George School presents Dinner.
Parental discretion is advised.
Your table is ready, Mr. Carmichael. If you two would please follow me.
Great. Are you ready, Vivian?
Yes, Charlie. It's been a long day.
Candace, we're ready. Lead on. Hello. 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 Hi there. Hello.
Charlie, give your ego a rest. Nobody cares who you are here.
And here we are. Here are your menus, and your maitre d' will be with you shortly.
Well, I hope he's not too short. I want to be able to see him.
Charlie, you think we could keep the bad jokes to a minimum tonight? I'm sorry, he gets hyperactive.
Well, she was a little rude.
So what do you say to a bottle of Chardonnay?
Let's just stick to glasses tonight. Another big day tomorrow. You know, Charlie, we really should be relaying the news from other countries. Don't you think?
Well, the people upstairs are taking orders from the White House now. Now, I did overhear...
Bonjour. I am Ramon. And I'll be your maitre d' for tonight's enjoyment.
Charlie Carmichael.
Oh, I do not care. Now, shall we start with drinks?
Yes, two glasses of your best Chardonnay.
Horn, for you, sir.
No, one of those is mine. To start, of course.
Oh, I see. Okay, I will get those out for you.
I'm beginning to think that being rude is part of the job description here.
And being handsome. Oh, you were saying?
The White House. I was overhearing...
Charlie. Ah, I knew it was you. How have you been? And I'm so sorry about the abduction and all. Should have killed you. But all is good, I see, honey. Honey, get over here. Charlie, this is Benoit. He is the masseuse I was cheating on you with almost the entire time we were married.
He's very chiseled. Vivian, my ex-wife Nicole. Nicole, Vivian.
Your drinks, sir. En entertainment, would you please give me a minute? Are you ready to order, or do you need a few more minutes?
Vivian, are you ready to order?
I could use a few more minutes.
Ah, but of course, no problem. I shall return.
Handsome.
What is happening here?
Well, anyway, Benoit, let's go say goodbye to Charlie now. Bye, Charlie. Good luck.
Benoit, thanks you for dinner.
Wow. Asshole. Benoit, balls.
Yeah, handsome.
Vivian!
Yes, you are ready to order?
No, Ramon. I was trying to get her attention.
Well, how about ordering while I am here?
You know what? Okay. Vivian, are you ready?
Yes, Charlie. I will have the Osco Busco.
Good choice. Now, your salad?
Caesar.
Very good. And for you, sir?
I will have the Chateaubriand.
Ordinary.
Oh, Charlie, I want to redo our divorce. Because I was thinking, with the abduction, I should be entitled to some mental compensation.
I don't see pigs flying.
Keep drinking and you will.
Okay, Charlie. I'll be in touch. Nice to meet you.
And here we go. Assisère salades and some fresh, ouy, gouy, homemade bread.
Thank you, Ramon.
No problem for pretty lady.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you?
And for you, sir, the bill.
Already? It's like we just sat down.
Commented. Just, we get a lot of reservation every night. Now that the world is turned upside down, everyone's eating out, eating out.
That I can understand. Here you go, my good man.
Sir, another glass of Chardonnay?
Yes, please.
It will be my pleasure. I'll be right back.
Okay, Charlie. You were saying the White House?
Are you sure you don't want to hear it from Mr. Handsome?
Charlie, really?
Vivian, well, it's not...
Your Chardonnay.
This is crazy fast. What?
And here is my lady's Osco Busco. With the squash mash and roasted heirloom potatoes. And for the gentleman, a Chateaubriand served with twice baked potato and broccoli rub.
This is way too fast.
Oh, sir, there are only 4 items on the menu. Now, enjoy.
Well, anyway, we're losing way too many reporters. And they still don't know what happened to Tom. Ooh, this steak is great. How's yours?
Very succulent. And that's what I'm saying. We should let the world know how really screwed the world is.
Hey, I agree. But you and I may not be in the studio too much longer.
No, you don't mean.
Yes, and you'd go before I will.
Wait, what? Oh, Charlie... You didn't invite me to dinner to tell me they are kicking me back to the streets, are you? 'Cause if it is, that would make you a vile, swiney swine of a man.
Hey, come on. It's not like that. It's that I heard the possibility everyone could be doing remotes.
Does the vile swine enjoy his dinner?
Yes, I am. I'm impressed. My compliments to the chef.
Excuse me, but I'm Benoit, and I am a masseuse. Here's my card if you ever need my services. Please don't hesitate to call.
Okay, buddy. Enough is enough. I know Nicole put you up to this, so ha-ha, the joke's on me. Now get out of here.
Gentlemen, please.
Sir, I challenge you to a duel.
Did you just slap Benoit?
Charlie!
Auntie, it's okay. They said it would grow back.
Oh, sir, are you okay? Do I need to call 911?
No. No need for that. Just 2 guys in a tuffle. What are you looking at? Go back to your dinners!
Sir, your card has been declined.
Adventures in George School would like to thank the following in making this episode a success. The creators at Soundly.com, all of the actors from the Daytona Beach Post Office, and members of the surrounding communities, and to DMIC Productions for the creation of this episode. Thank you.
Charlie, you think we could keep the bad jokes to a minimum?
Well, anyway, Benoit, let's go say goodbye to Charlie now. Oh, I'm...
Your table is ready.
Excuse me, but, nah, that's not gonna work. Hang on. I was like, Transylvania creeper.
Okay. Well, I hope he's not too short. I really want to see him. Nope.
And for you, sir. Ah!
Well, anyway, Benoit, let's go say goodbye to Charlie. Why is that Charlie now? Why can't I just remember that word now?
Hey, I agree. But you and A, whoop. Whoop.
Well, anyway, Benoit, let's say blah, blah.